You have 45 seconds to answer that.
The history of the Brotherhood. All right, in a nutshell, the largest and most important and most deep-rooted political movement in Egypt's political history in terms of the opposition. And I think they remain so despite the rise of secular liberal groups. I think their agenda has been social as well as political, and that's why they have so much support. They promote a conservative social agenda, which I think will keep them, that they'll remain appealing to a majority of Egyptians who may decide or may not decide to vote for them if there were free and fair elections. There's a lot that's been said about their social and educational work and their charitable work in Egypt and so on. But I think politically they have evolved. There are divisions within the organization itself because its leadership is extremely elderly. There is a young generation of Brotherhood, members of the Brotherhood that want greater transparency. And they are also very much part of the Facebook generation too. And they want to see change in an organization that's very hierarchical and in some ways is modeled on a sort of very apparatchik kind of a system of control, although there has been some degree of opening up. The Brotherhood has evolved to accept over time participation in parliament and so on. And in 2005, they won 20% of the vote, and they behaved as parliamentary members like any other political group. They have always condemned violence. They stand openly against Al-Qaeda. And I think if we're going to speak of an inclusive parliamentary system or political system in Egypt, the Brotherhood have to be included if you want to have a degree of stability. Clearly, they may evolve. They may evolve in either direction. The radical voices may become more important. But it seems as if they have moderated themselves over the years, and they may well be going towards a Turkish model, especially if we see the democratization process in Egypt getting underway.
Thank you very much. Shadi.
Yeah, sure. So in addition to what Maha said, the Brotherhood is at its core a very pragmatic organization. Actually, in some ways, they're so pragmatic, they give pragmatism a bad name, at least according to much of the rest of the opposition, which feels that the Brotherhood sells out on a regular basis and shifts its positions overnight, actually literally overnight, 2 days ago. But that's actually, I think that's a very important point to keep in mind, that whatever Brotherhood leaders believe in their hearts, what's more important is what they actually do. So when people say, like, what does the Brotherhood really want? Does that really matter? What matters is what they can actually get within the constraints of Egypt's political structure and within the constraints of the international arena. So let's talk about Israel for a second. Yes, the Brotherhood hates Israel. We all know that. It's not rocket science. But when push comes to shove, the interesting question is, will they be willing to accept Israel's existence? I think the answer is yes, and many Brotherhood leaders, not all, have said that as much as they dislike Israel in their heart of hearts, they are going to be resigned to the reality. Their politics is about the art of the possible. The Turkish Islamists here are instructive. They had militant anti-Israel rhetoric in the early 1990s. Then what happened? They had a military relationship with Israel after they came to power. So, and I'll just say one more thing. The Brotherhood itself doesn't know what it's want because it's been in the opposition for, I don't know, eight decades. So, in that respect, they never thought seriously about what they want to do when they're in a position to govern. They don't know what that would look like. They have trouble visualizing it. And that's why I think this experiment, if you want to call it that, will be so important, because finally the Brotherhood will have to shift from being pure opposition to thinking about governance in a very difficult domestic and regional context.
Thank you very much.